Now, if they come back with it, covered all these things here, now we are starting to start looking on the same thing.
You've just received it now. Can someone read it for us?
Thank you,
Chairperson. Now, that's why I said Zimas, just read it to us.
Final mandate on the Education Laws Amendment Bill from Northwest. Terms of reference, the above mentioned bill was referred to the Portfolio Committee for consideration as a matter of priority. The briefing took place on the 6th of October. The National Department of Education Legal Unit briefed the members of the Portfolio Committee on Education. Consideration, the committee decided to conduct a public hearing in Rustenburg and quite a number of other places and the FET colleges, and were given until October the 2nd to forward written inputs. The resolution of the House, the committee having considered the inputs and resolved that the committee resolved to accept and support the bill, the committee requests the NCP permanent delegate to vote in favor of the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We step off the northern, the northwest. The last one is let's come.
The last time there was a concern for Western Cape on the committee flagging, the concern for further clarity on the question itself, that was on non-performing schools being listed in the annual report. I went there and Friday we discussed this, and the reason was, the shift of learners from these schools and creating undue pressure on well-performing schools. In other words, parents taking their children from underperforming schools to performing schools, and the pressure and the stigma that's surrounding the issue. That is why they put that in. Otherwise, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament, having considered the subject of the Education Laws Amendment Bill, referred to the Provincial Parliament in terms of the rules of the National Council of Provinces, begs to report that it confers on the Western Cape delegation in the NCP the authority to support the bill, so they are now supporting the bill. Thank you.
I don't see the other issues that you are reading here.
I'm just informing the committee, seeing that I could not answer to the question why it was flagged, why the third issue was underperforming schools in the negotiating mandate. So I spoke to them on that, and that is what they said. The mandate only came in now again.
Okay, fine. They support the mandate. So it looks like all provinces, honorable members, are actually supporting this bill. So what we're going to be doing now is to go through this bill clause by clause. I'm going to go through it clause by clause. And I want a copy of all those amendments so that when you come with each and every clause, you must be able to say with amendment or without amendment.
This
is now the E33B that you're dealing with. The Central Advisor. Where's the Central Advisor? Which part
are
we looking at? You're telling me you're going to explain a part. Which part?
He says that he wants the amendment.
Yes, I want the amendment.
Otherwise, we know the amendment of you will find the when you agree them, we can return the amendment.
Yeah, but what I'm saying now is that I really just want, not necessarily, I just want to say a list of those amendments so that you might be able to say with amendment or without amendment. You see? So that's all I need.
Which one are we working on? D33B or D33?
D33B. But before we go cross by cross, I just want to read the motion of desirability.
Okay.
that in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend the National Education Policy Act of 1996 so as to substitute the provisions relating to consultation of national education policy and to amend the South African Schools Act 1996 so as to insert certain definitions to provide for the minimum norms and standards for infrastructure and capacity in public schools, to provide for random search and seizure and drug testing at schools, to provide for functions and responsibilities of principals, to substitute the reference to obsolete legislation and to regulate the identification of underperforming schools, to amend the National Student Financial Aid Scheme Act of 1999 so as to effect eligible students at public certain technical adjustments and to extend the functions of the board to cover eligible students at public further education training colleges, to amend the South African Council of Education Act 2000, the Act of Basic Education and the Training Act of 2000, the General Further Education and Training Quality Assurance Act of 2001, so as to effect certain technical adjustments and to provide for matters connected therewith. Agreed to?
Yeah.
On your pen. Mm-hmm. I must attach my signature.
So you can put your thumb.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm a little literate. Right. Let's go to the bill caused by law. Because it is so thick, I want to propose that I put to the committee pages rather than clauses. Clauses? Okay. Fine. Clause number one. Clause number one. Agreed? I just want to check this amendment. I'm not. Okay. On page, at clause number two. Clause number three. Agreed. Clause number four. Number five. With amendment.
With amendment.
Line 44, May, we decided then May. Clause number 6, On page 3, in the line 44 after May, to insert after consultation with the Council of Education Minister. Where is that? 944. Can you help us with the state advisor? Where is it?
Yes, 944.
Yeah?
After regulation.
After regulation. Where is that?
Minister made by regulation.
Yeah. Minister made by regulations prescribe minimum uniform norms and standards, right? And you are saying it is after consultation with the Council of Education Minister, right? Yeah. And then the minister may by regulation after consultation with the Council of Education Minister prescribe minimum norms and standards for school infrastructure, blah 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 blah. You see that? And then, on page 4, in line 4, before recreational, to insert sports end, that is in line number 4, ne? In other words, that an amendment on clause number 5 as well. You see that?
Yeah.
Clause number 6?
Okay.
7? Clause number 8?
Sorry, Chair.
Yeah?
Yeah, when it comes to clause number 7, and then we look at 7.2. 7.2 provides that at random search any group of learners. But when you get to 7.8, it says at random administer a urine or other non-invasive test to a learner instead of to any group of learners. So there is a technical problem there, because the word at random in one sub-clause, it refers to a group, whereas in another one it refers to a learner. So the proposal is that in 7.8, it should be a test to any group of learners, so that there is consistency and even the interpretation will be easier to understand.
That's right, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
On page?
On page 5.
Line?
Line 40.
Someone says 40, Allah says 41.
Oh, 41.
41, the, line, 41. The principal on his or her delegate, may at random administer a urine or other non-invasive test to a learner who is on fair and reasonable ground suspected of using illegal drugs, after taking into consideration account all relevant factors contemplated in Section 3. So you say, what did you say there?
A group of, any group of learners.
Not a learner,
if you get back to 4, to page 4, line 45, 46, 47, on page 4, it says at random search any group of learners.
Okay. So even here it must be a group of learners.
Any group of learners.
Yeah, I think we must be able to talk about that. You see, because if you really test and search of learners, it's a different story.
Yeah.
I am saying group, in terms of searching, a group of learners, I agree. Mm-hmm. But in terms of urine test, you can test individuals.
Yeah. I'll test them.
You don't test it, groups.
Yeah, let me explain here. Now, when you look on page 5 on body search, it is said that you are going to search at random. In other words, what you do, you will say grade 12A. Is suspected of having drugs because you see drugs and so on. Then you are going to take that grade 12. But when you search them, you are going to search them individually, in private, with one witness, and not in the presence of other learners. That is there, is there,
yeah.
Is here.
Yeah.
But even in testing, you are going to suspect a group. That is where the word random comes in. It's a certain group, you don't know who he is. And then you call the whole group. And then from there you are going to test them in privacy, individually, which is the same thing.
Now, let's hear other legal gurus. Because I have a different view on this. you cannot just suspect that this group takes drugs. There must be something that you see, maybe their eyes are afraid or whatever, you know? And it cannot be all of them. I don't know. But let's hear what other state law advisors are saying. What's your view? I did not just get power that year. No, let me just hear the state law advice. Then I'll come to our advice.
I agree with the department, because in the sense that now we're giving random A the same meaning in sense. Now, if we say, now we test a random, we use random on 7, 8, it is a different meaning. That is the use of random. It's different.
The word is random,
yes. So it is a different meaning.
Mm.
So the same deal uses random differently. So it is not consistent. So that is what the department is trying to avoid.
According to the situation as it stands now, can the principal test a learner? Because in terms of stage, I remember last time you said, it is there, I mean, if it's an individual learner suspected, the principal has the right to say, come here, boy, let me test you. It's covered, you said so, isn't it?
Yes.
But in terms of testing, it's an individual learner covered. In terms of testing, if one person is suspected, one is a learner, there is one, John. We think John is actually taking drugs. Is it covered somewhere? Well, it is an individual learner.
Yeah, by safety regulations. It's covered by safety regulations. Yeah.
Okay, I'll come to you, honorable member. Let me just hear first.
Thank you, sir. I was just going to go back to the explanation that they had given last week when the question was asked, why random?
Mm.
And they said they put in a group so that students are not victimized by teachers, whereby a teacher will identify with one student and say, we're going to test you. Whereas if there's a suspicion, then they test them in a group. Then that takes away the victimization of individual students.
No, I think it makes sense. What you are saying for me, it now makes sense. Because you are saying an operative word is this random. If you talk of random, then it cannot be an individual learner. That's how I understand it. But let me hear what one of the students want to say, then I'll come to me.
Just a fear, and you must rule me out. Just a fear. Are we not provoking debates that may find us amending this bill? You see, because this issue was discussed extensively. Matabat, you are quite correct. That is the explanation sufficiently put before us. Last week, you are quite correct. And we accepted it. Operative word, random. The issue of not creating sense and justification for discrimination, whereby the teacher, I'll just pick up a particular child. Although it's a very contested thing, Chairperson, because it's subjective. No? I was with you when we went to Australia. Remember that those police at that airport, they would just decide who they pick up. And said, and I was thinking they're searching us because we are black. But when they explained, they said, no, it's a random session. We can take this one and take that one and whatever, that kind of. I think we must leave it, Chairperson. The more we discuss it, the more we are likely really to reopen the debate that can find us being at odds with the legislature. My approach would be, let's do it the manner in which legislators have said we must do it, unless evidence, proves otherwise. Thanks.
Professor?
Well,
Mamzi, sorry. Yes, that is the
best. I thought that was a certification,
but you couldn't say anything. I will never be back into women. My wife is a woman, by the way. It's not a civil union. It's not a civil union,
Hey, I think I'm very, now I'm just falling with this random individualizing. I think really the one who say it must be the same, random, to remove away singularization of a certain individual, and then when the urine testing is negative, the parents can also, you know, be up in arms, lawsuits and everything, although the principal is covered, but animosity will be created. Ill feelings will be created. Attitudes will change. I really don't know. There's a heat there. It's going to catch on us. Even if we can say, no, that's because now it has been done like this. But this loophole is going to catch on us in future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Having taught for many years, I was in favor with your first explanation, and that this random does not mean now all of them will be in two we test an individual. So I cannot add on that, because I've taught for many years myself, and I think this random searching, but it will be one who will be tested, not all of them. They will not stand in a queue, all of them being tested because of random searching.
Yes?
Just a question for Claire.
No, not you.
I think we shouldn't run away on some other concerns that we feel maybe we might have not dealt with the matter perfectly, that now we find that there are some loopholes. I'm taking this now, let's say a random search. There's a group, maybe you're searching them in the pocket and all. As you go around, you find this boy smelling of liquor, so that he has drunk something. And now you feel he must then, or she too, even the ladies and the John, must be only John. And that they must go for testing. Then it becomes individual at that time. Now the thing that kills us now is that term of random, which is now applied here when there is that person-to-person testing, which now says random, it should be a group. But say now, if at all from the group, you find that this person maybe is smelling heavily of tobacco. I doubt if you take the whole group now to go and test. This one now has got a reasonable evidence that is having something. Then you go and test that one. Thank you.
Okay. I just want clarity. I'm not a law advisor. I just want clarity. I hear what my honorable colleagues are saying. I just want to know, so random means the group. Am I right? The group of learners. One should suspect one learner to be at fault, and you take that learner out of the group. Are you not discriminating according to the law?
Okay, before that. Yeah, before I comment.
I want to agree with the proposal from the department that says group of learners. Because his intention is so that then you are not seen to be targeting a specific learner. But if you grab a group of them and go and help them, then it's obvious some of us will come differently from them. That way it avoids what Member Lamola is actually raising, to say this child specifically, you know, and all those things. So, Mina, the proposal that comes from the department that says group of learners, then Mina, I think I'll agree with it. They have to be consistent and keep on saying group of learners when we know our intention is that we are targeting Martina within that group of people. But we just say all of them. we call all of them. To also avoid the dangers that will be also centered around teachers to say, Nina, there you are targeting this specific child. But this is this group was on one side, we said you, and once you know quite well that in actual fact, these are the people that you want to pick specifically, then it does not give that impression which is relevant for a locoto. So the proposal that group of learners to be consistent throughout, I think, they've persuaded me.
I think he is saying that if it's one learner, you suspect one learner somewhere, already that is covered. And you can be able to deal with one learner. Here we're dealing with groups. Right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, Even if it's not random, random does not necessarily mean you search all of them.
Yeah.
Don't suggest that. You can pick a group of 11, you can pick up all of 2 or 3 or whatever number. You see? And therefore, I think that let's agree with what they are saying, in my view. To say, here we also amend to come to a group of learners. The principal on his or her delegate may at random administer a urine or other a non-invasive test to a group of learners who are on fair and reasonable grounds suspected of using illegal drugs, blah, 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 blah. That's how it should be, ne? Good.
Agreed as amended?
Agreed? Good. But that must be captured properly when you do this thing, ne? Must be captured that properly, and also on the list of amendments must also be captured, okay? So number 9,
eight.
With amendment.
Yes.
On page 7, ne?
Yes.
On top number 8. On page 7, in line number 17. Where's line number 17? Yes. A principal may not, on behalf of the governing body, give evidence, blah, 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 blah. That's what, ne? We have deleted that. You remember that, ne?
Yes.
Yeah. So, 8 with amendment. 9, top number 9. Agreed? 10? 11?
Going to have an effect on the numbering of the rest of the book.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
From the report of the committee, the Select from the Education and Recreation considered the subject of the Education Laws Amendment Bill, referred to it as specified by the Joint Checking Mechanism as the Section 25 Bill, the Section 26. As the Section 26 Bill, report the bill with amendment. Agreed? Good. We have come to the end, and I've already indicated that we will be debating this bill next week Wednesday. And you go to the NA, back to the NA. And it would be good if we can have provinces debating also. It would be very good. And thank you very much, honorable members. We still have another meeting next week where we will wish you Happy Christmas. We'll do so only next week. Special delegate, yes. He will not come next week. And the department, you are wished well. We wish you pockets full of money during the festive season. Thank you. Honorable Sumana?
I don't know how your budget stands. I was organizing some little party in the all stakeholders. Can you check your budget next week?
My budget is not spent.
Sorry?
God sent.
Yeah, chairpersons are not doing this. It's only Mushinu who used to do this. Check it and organize some good smaller young
apartments.
Okay. We can go and do it at Miss Masibuko's house in Nagoria.
Okay. Honourable members, now we must go to a minute of our last meeting. Yes, ma'am.
If the department has diaries for us, not to give it at the in the middle of the year, but at the end of the year, thank you.
Department. That is still before me.
Yeah, sure. Is it diary? Get diary with date and so on. Yeah. Well, as an official, I don't have any local standing. That is the. The capacity that on those letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
It looks like he wants to decide on
this. No, Chair, I can see that the parliamentary officer is going to give us the diaries. I can see the smile on his face.
Okay, thank you very much. Can you go to the minute? Page one. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I was present at this meeting, but my name was there.
But who was not?
I was.
I was present also.
My name. He's not a staff member. Or the other one. It's not the last week's meeting. This is not the last week's meeting, man.
The previous
one. Yeah.
10th of October.
Which one is this?
This is the 10th of October.
10th of October is last week?
No.
Of October, let's November now.
Yeah. It's a go.
The month ago. It's not last week's meeting.
Now tell you.
Yeah. No. Page 2. Page 3. Can I sign?
Yes, thank you very much.
The minute of the 17th of October. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. 5. I hope you read them. I hope you read them. You want to say yes?
Yeah. You notice that they are full of mistakes.
They are
many mistakes. And now I avoid going through them because I'll end up rewriting the whole meaning.
First thing
I am. So because it does not help us to agree. If then if you go to Akurama mistake.
Now, honourable members, maybe I should actually put these minutes on abeyance. You are making me to fear, you know? I don't want to find minutes that. No, I mustn't find these minutes.
Report,
and by the way, yeah, no, by the way, that's annual report. Can we agree that we put them in abeyance till next week?
Yeah.
Let's put them in abeyance till next week. And all members, please go and read them. And if it means rewriting, rewrite. Honorable please. Yeah? So in that case, we're going to honorable members, we're postponing them till next week. And I hope everybody will read this minute and we will come back prepared. Thank you very much. This meeting stands adjourned. Where is lunch? Mark Billy. What time? 12:30. And we have not told the, those people that the department. Okay, fine. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
I want to arrive for lunch.
Why?
Thank you.
What's
the order from the what about the senior thing?
Yeah, from the
No, I would definitely go, but I just haven't been to a meeting that is taking me so long.
Maybe it's just better as a one-off experience just to go for the lunch. But if you actually do go for one meeting, you have a so long meeting. Oh, I would be the third day.
I just haven't attended a long meeting. So the other time, she was also in the next line. She was like, the lunch is really good. But I thought I was telling you about it. But I think my 11 o'clock would have been a long meeting. and I'm looking for nothing.
What happened to you?
When I arrived to the tent, they were the opposite of the other one. So the girl was supposed to go ahead and arrive here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just going to my looking. I think, I don't know.
Is married and could be related?
I don't know. It looks similar. They look alike. I only know medicine. You got a medical
relationship. I'm in the
first
world. Oh, the
same as the same. Oh,
they're the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I have my soul in the week. And the rest of the week I need to
So then
in decline in the office. So in the
So it's just
you know, I can't drive in the mountain because I don't have any guns on my leg. Not even once and I'm still doing anything. I just have a gun. So I've just procrastinated and this time go on and I don't have any cases in the today.
But you have the little but someone who can pick you up and drop you off, that's why you can see that.
I was driven illegally.
Okay.
So, but things I know where to drive easily. So, it was not be bad times, because I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
But I think it would be important
for close to be close. At least you can drive. But I can't even drive. Like, I've gone for 5 minutes and stuff. I'm doing really badly. And I keep trying to say to myself that I have no car to like shut this on. Except when I'm, you know what I mean?
The people normally go at like the end once they have, but they don't have to drive to catch up and parking and whatever.
Yeah.
Before they pass out.
So, they're not really, and
yeah,
that's the
most thing. But it's probably not good for the movie. Yeah, but they need an expensive exercise. To get to learn it and then also put money aside for classes.
Exactly.
And
get,
you
know, so, what is it? I don't know,
is it? I'm just going to struggle how to judge what I was taking for. I only have a few days of start at the beginning. I mean, and at the end of the day, close is voting on the door. Close one, agree.
Exactly.
Close two, agree at the end.
Yeah.
I don't have a word to use. I can't manifest the name. It's always in there.
I'm not saying the model. So there are many groups. What is the structure that you use to the is it the same structure like discussion? No. Like when you now do the report. Is it the same like structure? What structure do you use? I don't know, I'll ask you that.
what is that you ask to men? When they know the meaning of God?
Yeah, we go to that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm now reporting back on the meeting, what is the structure that I do my report on? Mm-hmm. The same structure.
Mm-hmm. But the time people see, strong words, you have that.
I
don't know. You use the word for men.
What's the word that changes?
You can use the word for men. When we travel with trainers, when we travel with
you know, change the structure or you want to say something difficult, hard and hard to say in an easier way, and when you read up on how to, oh, I can do that, or what? Yeah.
Thank you.
Really, it helps a lot.
I'll be back. Okay. Hello. Hi. I'm late for the meeting, but I wanted to do something. Yes, about 40 minutes.
Did you need something?
Yeah. I probably need about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What time was I here last time? So when I got in, it was 10:33. Yeah. When I got into the meeting.
They were already started.
There's also this letter
from a symptom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I go to the state
property?
Okay. The date, the title of the seminar is here. I write 11, no, 07.
Yes, 7-1-1-1-4.
1-4.
Electromagnetic from the SC.
SC. Education. National Council of Provinces. Oh, and there are how many provinces in South Africa?
Nine.
So then I don't have all nine provinces here. This is meant for all nine.
Maybe all nine
provinces. I guess so. Oh, wow.
It might be discovered afterwards. This will be edited first. And we can contact
them. Oh.
So we'll probably confirm that we want to contact them.
Can I see from your list with the committee secretary? I don't need to be gone.
You can turn the page over to more.
for when you take to start and to finish on your report.
I'm gonna go try to do it now on campus, and hopefully I'll be done in 2 hours. What?
I
had a 30-minute meeting. The time that I was in there, I missed the bus. And I have a 30-minute. I want to make 33 calls. Yes, ma'am. Very lucky. Chaos. Very fantastic. How can someone just learn an afternoon? How do I need to read the book because what people read the chairperson? Because the chairperson ever came.
John, before this term, at the end of the last term of Parliament, there was a whole shop around of chairperson. A lot of them changed. So...
Hey there. Yeah. Fine, how are you doing? I am fine though. Yes. Yes. I don't know, apparently she wants to go to the beach. Maybe if the weather is good. Yeah. Yeah. We can always take the train to Simon's Town Beach or Mainenburg Beach. Actually, we can go to Mainenburg. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see the weather. Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so we can do that. Yeah, we can do that Sunday. And maybe just people can bring a few different things and yeah. Yeah, or we can always just buy it when we get there or something. Yeah. Okay. 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 Right. Bye. Now I'm so tired. People have been so many birthdays. I'm going to be broke by the end of this. You see, for Christmas. Now we have some questions for another friend with a birthday. Right. The chairman of the meeting. My goodness. Why did I go to the chairman wrong? I hate walking late into a meeting. I don't even know. I mean, it's not a man. It's a usually follow.
Or you want to call him?
Call the secretary and ask him who the meeting who the chef is. I don't want to think I'm crazy.
But, interesting.
I think that was him.
Once again, check in the website.
No,
there's no pictures, but it was a meeting that was very recent.
Oh,
like
yes,
last
there
week,
a meeting
on
the 17th of October.
Yeah, and his name is BJ Toller written there then.
That's a clever plan. Yeah, definitely. So I definitely have to go to campus and do this. Cool. I've been trying to go every single day, so I'm going to go again tomorrow, and because I'm writing my test on the 20th of December.
What?
I'm in the room.
Uh-huh. No wonder you're going every day.
I have to.
Some
like Murphy and others. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you mine is a bad one because I'm doing my research stuff.
And also the route that you take and the time that you take in rush hour and
so this mine is 2:15, so hopefully we will come back in lunch. Friday. Friday's a bad day.
Friday is not good.
And it's in December.
Yeah. And
I yes, I'm back now. Sorry? Oh, very good meeting. It's so boring, I'm telling you. Yes.